SSS Radio, Baltic News. News broadcast by Tim Sharp. The speech of the Estonian Minister of the Interior, Mart Helme, caused confusion in the government and abroad. Helme, government is preparing a plan B in case NATO fails. Minister of Internal Affairs, Mart Helme, told a Finnish newspaper the Estonian government had begun to draw up a plan B for defence in case NATO cannot protect the Baltic states. His comments have been condemned by the Prime Minister, the Foreign Minister and others. Helme, who is also the chairman of the Conservative People's Party of Estonia, the EKRE, said a contingency plan is necessary because the government cannot hope that NATO will ensure the territorial integrity and independence of Estonia in every situation. Defence Minister Jüri Luik. Plan B to NATO has never been discussed by the government. Defence Minister Jüri Luik said that the government has never discussed a plan B to NATO, following comments made by Interior Minister Mart Helme. Finnish Ministry of Defence also denies involvement with Helme's plan B for NATO. In an appearance on ERR's live online broadcast, Reform Party board member and MP Kristen Michael questioned the motives of the Minister of the Interior Mart Helme, EKRE, who recently called NATO unity into question, as well as expressed readiness to form a new government with either the Centre Party or Isamaa. Such statements are like the statements of Kremlin-paid claqueurs who are tasked with eroding unity in countries, Michael said, adding that Helme's words in the Finnish paper Iltalehti are inappropriate. Baltic chiefs of staff discuss defence cooperation. Tallinn. The chiefs of staff of the defence forces of Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania discussed issues concerning the defence cooperation between Baltic countries and the further development of that cooperation at a two-day meeting held in Tallinn. One of the most important outcomes of this meeting was, in particular, the exchange of information and coordination of regional needs and activities. Chief of the Staff of Lithuanian Defence Forces, Brigadier General Gintantaus Zenkevičius said, adding that this is important, namely, for the synchronisation of NATO's operative planning. Estonian PM asks State Secretary to carry out investigation, re Ministry of Rural Affairs. Tallinn. Estonian Prime Minister Jüri Ratas has asked the State Secretary to carry out an investigation regarding the events that took place at the Ministry of Rural Affairs. Until then, Minister of Rural Affairs Mart Jarvik will remain in his position, the online edition of the Daily Postimees reported. Let us wait for the investigation. It will take a week or 10 days and then the final solution will come, Ratas told reporters on Tuesday evening. There is no solution to this complex situation today, he added. Of course, the situation is still difficult. Trust between government members is vital and important, the Prime Minister said. I told coalition partners that this issue requires a very clear solution and that I am giving the State Secretary the task of clarifying the circumstances concerning both the Minister of Rural Affairs, Mart Jarvik, and his advisor when it comes to the Agricultural Registers and Information Board, the PRIA, and the Veterinary and Food Board. It is necessary to look at the granting of authorization and the conflict of interests when it comes to the Listeria bacterium. It is necessary to determine what the minister's messages have been, whether he has told the truth or lied, Ratas said. Leaders of coalition parties gathered to discuss the scandals that have developed around Minister of Rural Affairs, Mart Jarvik. Lithuanian Teachers Trade Union plans 2-hour strike in 2 weeks. Vilnius. The Lithuanian Education and Science Trade Union, the LSMPS, is planning to call a 2-hour strike in late November. We see certain efforts being taken, but time is running out, Egidius Milačinas, the trade union's leader, told BNS after Wednesday's meeting of the Farmers and Greens Union political group in the Seimas. Our trade union set up a strike committee today, and we are calling a 2-hour strike on November the 28th, he said. Milačinas hinted that the strike will be cancelled if the government meets the trade union's demands regarding next year's budget allocations for the education sector. LSMPS demands that an agreement on an additional €117 million for teachers' salaries, signed with the Education Ministry 2 years ago, be reflected in next year's budget. The government's 2020 budget bill currently earmarks just over €55 million in extra funding for that purpose. Ramunas Karbauskis, the Farmers and Greens leader, promised on Wednesday to do everything possible to meet the trade union's demands. Ballet Three Comrades to have its world premiere on November the 29th. Riga. Ballet Three Comrades, based on Erik Maria Remarque's novel of the same name, will have its world premiere at the Latvian National Opera and Ballet, the LNOB, on November the 29th, as the LNOB Public Relations Officer Irba Trailer told LETA. The ballet has been choreographed by Sergei Zemlyansky to music by Pavel Akimikin. The creative team also includes set and costume designer Maxim Zabreskovs, light designer Alexander Sivayevs, and dramaturg Rasa Bugavichutepeche. Yanis Lipins is the music director and conductor. All three 2024 European Capitals of Culture have been selected. On Tuesday, November the 12th, the decision was announced regarding the third 2024 European Capital of Culture, which had been undecided. Based on the rules, this city is in Austria and the winner is the small city of Bad Ischl. The other 2024 European Capitals of Culture are Tartu and the Norwegian city of Bodø. According to a decision of the European Commission, three cities will bear the title of European Capital of Culture in 2024. Bad Ischl, with only 14,000 residents, is located in northern Austria near Salzburg. From among the countries outside the European Union, the Norwegian city of Bodø was chosen, which is located north of the Arctic Circle, farther north than any previous European capital of culture, and as a result of fierce competition, the expert commission chose Tartu in Estonia. Tallinn's Christmas market started on Friday, November the 15th. On Friday at 5 p.m. in the Town Hall Square, the lights of the Christmas tree were lit and this year's Christmas market is open. The Christmas market in Old Town started on November the 15th and closed on January the 7th, and last year was voted the best in Europe by European Destinations website. A new feature this year will be the Christmas tours of the Old Town on Sunday afternoons in Estonian, English and Russian, which will start at the Christmas tree, and there will be a cultural program on weekends. This has been the SSS Radio Baltic News, read by me, Tim Sharp.